Chicago, in Toronto. Juan will be in Chicago tomorrow.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community?
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, April 29th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speeds, and share the lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through April and May. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed during school drop-off from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning as part of the school streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And finally, long-term closures remain in effect on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. Now looking at the weather, cloudy skies to start the day with a 40% chance of showers developing late this morning. Rain moves in more steadily this afternoon with expected amounts between 5 and 10 millimeters. Temperatures will reach a high of 12 with a moderate UV index. Rain continues into the evening with an overnight low of plus 5. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Simone the Moan and Jeff the Nerd coming up next.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC. Hello?
This is Frank Costanza.
What do you want?
You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. We're going to be in a pool. We're going to be in a clubhouse. We're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. And I dare you to keep me out!
What is my doctor gonna say? Finds out I've been up all night every day. It probably wouldn't matter anyway. It probably wouldn't matter anyway. How's it feel when it falls out of focus? How's it feel when nobody even knows? Love, friends, showbiz. Surfing bags coming down like locusts. I don't think I really wanna notice. I don't think I really wanna.
really wanna.
Mercy.
Will you grace us with an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
There we go. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome to Indie Morning Wednesday, your rock ride around the world and through time.
Yeah.
There we go. It's, what is it today? It's April.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday. It's April 29th. Nigh on near the end of the month.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
It's going fast.
It's going quickly.
Yeah.
We're barreling into summer.
We are.
And that's why we're going to have a good show today.
It's going to be fun.
We're rocking like the summertime vibes. Yeah. I know it's going to be a rainy day here in Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, but you know. No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. It'll be fine.
It's earthworming weather. Have you noticed my shirt, Simone?
I do.
Look at that.
You're looking very fly and fancy free.
Very floral.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to, yeah.
Floral too.
I'm excited today. I'm very excited.
Are you?
I'm amped up, Simone. We got a lot to talk about.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to talk about the Beltane Festival.
Yes.
The Celtic Festival.
Yes.
Of summer.
You're going to fill us all in.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us what that's about.
Absolutely. I've been guzzling European beer all week long. I got a lot to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
We've also got some cool events that are going on in and around town. Got a film festival that's coming up that you and I, we need to get involved in. We need to figure this out. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. We've got a horror convention this weekend as well.
And that would be for you.
That would be for us. Because Kit, the car from Knight Rider, is going to be there.
Well,
I'm excited.
That's exciting. I must admit.
Totally.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about food from our glorious sponsors.
From Old Farm.
Old Farm.
Fine Foods.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, they're pumping out the food as we speak at Old Farm. We've got the secondhand shuffle going on at McGilvery Brown Hall next door.
Yes.
There's a gigantic television sitting in the parking lot right now.
Are you excited?
Well,
you think you might pick it up?
No, I've got too many TVs already.
That's true. You got a lot of screens.
But if you're listening, get over there now before they open. Get that TV.
Yeah.
And we've also got to talk nerd stuff after 9. We've got some celebrity birthdays. We've got Mortal Kombat to talk about. Shiki, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It'll be good. It usually is.
I promise. We just heard new stuff from Lights with Surface Tension, and we're going to keep things moving and grooving. Brand new from David Byrne featuring Natalia Lafourcade and the Mexican Institute of Sound.
Oh, my goodness. What a name.
Yeah. The song is called QAS La Razón.
Uh-huh.
I know I pronounced that wrong, so you're just going to have to crank it up to 11.
You tried to put an accent on it there.
Raison.
There you go.
It's culturally insensitive, I guess.
Maybe.
So that's why you got to turn up the music and listen to this amazing track.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome to CFRC Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
101.9 FM, baby.
Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Everybody is going to family restaurants these days. Seems nobody wants to hang out in a dank pit no more.
You ain't thinking of getting rid of the dank, are you, Mo?
Maybe I am.
Oh, but Mo, the dank! The dank!
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. Mrs. William, make me tea, make love to me, put on the telly, to the BBC, to the BBC. We'll be right back.
real young. Let me take my love to me. Put on the telly.
Trip back when we had too much time, nothing but each other in this Jetta for the long trip. Stop lights and stop signs, but nothing could have stopped this. Pushing the pedal, foot on the floor, don't want to settle, we wanted more. We used to care about what people thought, but not anymore. We always thought the better days were quite a ways out, so we figured out the better days are happening now. Followed it through, yeah.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
hanging out on a Wednesday morning with your fine hosts, Simone.
On the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me,
Jeff the Movie Nerd.
That's it. Got it. We've done our job. We just heard brand new stuff from a band called Primitive Ring with Live from the Other Side. I like that. It was like
that?
Good headbanging music.
Yeah.
We need that every now and again. Also in that set, brand new stuff from our dear pals, Connor Price and Nick D with Old Ways. We had a classic from Ming T. That's Austin Powers' band.
Ah.
With BBC.
Oh.
He was part of that. That was a band led by Austin Powers before the movies.
Oh,
like
really?
Mike Myers was doing that. Anyways.
Oh, interesting.
Random.
Random trivia there.
Exactly.
Yep.
We had Brian Auger in there with his classic Black Cat. I don't think we play nearly enough like hard organ on this show. That one really rocked my socks.
The organ.
Yeah, I love the organ.
Yeah.
We opened it up with David Byrne and the Mexican Institute of Sound and their new one, Cule e la Razón.
There you go.
I think.
You tried it.
We're just here to look pretty, Simone. We're not here to make people learn. Anywho, welcome back. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. Your Wednesday.
We'll sound pretty.
There it is. Absolutely. If only I could do one thing and that's it. Hope you guys are having a great morning, though. It's a little drizzly, a little gray in Kingston, but hey, springtime, summer's coming.
Yeah.
What's new with you, Simone? How's it going?
Nothing much. I'm just, just living the dream.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been yelling at you off air all morning long.
You think so?
I'm flying high.
You're flying high, that coffee, eh?
Coffee hits me hard.
Yeah.
You got to get to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Get that sweet County Roasters coffee.
Yeah. Well, tell us what you've been up to, because I think you've been up to all kinds of things.
I'm glad you asked, Simone.
Yeah.
I've been excited because I just found out, like, I'm new to this party. I just found out last year about the Beltane / Walpurgisnacht festival that goes on.
So tell us what is that?
Okay, so it's like the festival, it's like a pagan Celtic festival that is held from April 31st into May 1st. It's 6 months from Halloween or Samhain, and it's halfway between, I think, like the spring equinox and the summer equinox in June, right?
Okay.
So it's part of like that whole tradition, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But every year in Europe, and particularly in Glasgow, Scotland, they have these massive like festivals. Fire festivals, parades, the maypole, that's part of it, dancing around the maypole.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm kind of new to this. I just really like kind of weird, strange holidays, if you can call it that.
Yeah,
that
I know you like your holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a big beer drinking holiday.
Yes.
Because the whole thing is about getting together with your community, having a big shindig.
Yeah.
And like getting ready for summer and the growing season and, having babies and.
So how do people dress? So like if you're going to one of these things, what's your getup?
Weird stuff. I've seen people in like flowing robes with their faces painted. Well, I don't know the nitty gritty of some of these traditions. Not yet. I'm still new.
Doing a deep dive?
I've seen guys and people and women dressed all in like painted blue from head to toe with like little loincloths dancing around.
Yeah.
There's like, there's this whole thing in Edinburgh, this park in downtown Glasgow, I think one of those two. I don't know. But they have this big fire festival where people are dressed with like antlers and boughs and nature related stuff.
How would you dress?
That's a good question. As you know, I am the picture of masculinity. So I'd want to show what I got.
Show your guns
to the village village maidens know that I'm like ready.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Ready to get some cattle and have some kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would like, probably paint myself up like some sort of weird Celtic warrior. Maybe I'd have like a loincloth
made out of
like boughs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to have some sort of like leather contraption to hold all my beer bottles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you got to
need a bag.
A bandolier.
A bandolier.
A beer bottles.
Yeah.
A beer bandolier.
Okay.
A band of beer.
Band of beer.
There
you
go. Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
It's fun. Again, it's like, it's a new thing for me, and I've been very much embracing it. I've been drinking this, like, this ancient European beer all week long.
Yeah.
That was brewed. Okay, so it's from a brewery. It's called Weihen Steffener.
Okay.
Weihen Steffener. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong because that's one of the things I do well.
Yeah.
And it's from a brewery. It's known as the world's oldest brewery. It's been in operation since 1040 AD.
Wow.
Yeah, and apparently this particular beer was brewed specifically for this Walpurgisnacht Beltane Festival.
Yeah.
Now the brewery in 2026 is being run by a German technical college, so you can go there and get a degree in brewmastery.
Ooh.
And so that's where that beer comes from.
So on the scale of 1 to 10?
10.
of
so
all
good.
The beers you've ever tried.
Yeah, you get it, and it's in this black, heavy, like really like threatening looking bottle with German all over it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this? What's going to happen? And you drink it, and it's light, it's crispy. You can taste, I don't know if it's maybe a placebo effect because I'm so excited, but
yeah.
You can taste the sort of like floral
do you chill your beer?
Yeah.
You put in the fridge?
I drink it very cold. You're supposed to drink it as cold as possible, like darn near freezing point.
Ah.
And you pour it into your big stein, and you light a fire or a candle. You can get a beeswax candle. You get a beeswax candle from our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yep. and you drink that to like, you know, help you party through the night.
So why do you light a candle?
That has to do with the tradition of bonfires, because we were talking off air about how one of the old traditions is that the villages would light two bonfires, and during this night party, you would run your cattle in between the fires. And any couple that wants to, like, you know, start a family, they would go through the fire. You dance around the fire.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a fire, if you live in an apartment.
Right, you need some kind
of candles.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you dance around them.
You're
supposed to take a shot of schnapps at midnight with your buddies. And it's all about getting out there with your friends in the community and just saying goodbye to winter.
Sounds like you need to go to this thing.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
I'll, like, do this. It's pretty cool.
Because you already know what you're going to wear.
I do.
Then you know what you're going to drink.
What I'm not going to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Weihen Stefanoner beer that I've been talking up, I'm sorry, Kingston. I think I literally bought every bottle in town.
Wow.
I went around town and
I scooped everything up.
Yeah.
Now.
And it's like my new favorite beer. I was thinking of giving away as gifts, but I'm like, no way, man.
No.
It's all me.
All you.
Unless you want to come over on May Day and we'll split a bottle. Only one. They're 500 milliliters. They're delicious.
Okay.
You can drive to Ottawa. They got them in Ottawa.
Yeah.
They got them in Toronto.
Oh my goodness,
but I think
Jeff.
I got all the Kingston
ones. You got
everything
in between.
Absolutely. So yes. Beltane. Walpurgis Nacht.
There you go.
Weird cultural Euro trash stuff. I love it.
I know you do.
Yeah. Super strange. So that's what I've been up to this week.
Wow.
So there's some events. When we do our community events roundup after 9, we've got a couple events sort of related to it that we'll talk about.
All right.
Yeah. Otherwise, should we get back to the tunes?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should too. We got a high energy song, new stuff from a band called Frugit or Frugit. F-R-U-G-I-T, however you want to pronounce it.
Frugit?
Frugit?
Frugit.
Frugit. Forget about it.
Ah.
This one's called I Need Dem Biscuits.
Ooh.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Soft, delicious, dripping in with sauce. No way, I'ma miss it. Slapping them up and rubbing them down. When I see them, I go to town. They got the thing started, it's out with hands. Filling up on biscuits straight into my pants. It's always worth it, I'm gonna risk it. I just can't stop it, no, I can't fix it. Give them to me, oh, I limo. Serve hot and fresh, I will explode. I'm going dumb, I have to risk it. You know you love it, drizzle up them biscuits. That buttercream, oh my. Give me that jelly, bye, bye, bye. Apple butter, I'm hooked. Some hollandaise, I'm shook.
soft, creamy cheese. I love cheese, you love that sauce. So baby, please, that spicy honey. Oh man, oh man. A little gravy, goddamn.
Goddamn. Dude, sucking at something is the first step towards being sort of good at something.
It's so nice to have a man around the house. Oh, so nice to have a man around the house. Someone sweet who's glad he found you, who will put his arms around you, and his kisses just astound you. It's so nice. Oh, a house is just a house without a man. He's the necessary evil in your plan. There are many things about him you just cannot do without him, though it's just a constant game of cat and mouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. So nice to have a man around the house. Oh, so nice to have a man around the house. Just a guy in pipe and slippers who will share your breakfast kippers and will help you zip your zippers. It's so nice. Oh, a house is just a house without a man. He's that necessary evil in your plan. Someone kind who knows you treasure any simple little pleasure, like a full-length makeshift cover last year's blouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. There are many things about him you just cannot do without him, though it's just a constant game of cat and mouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Cha, 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 it's so nice to have a man around the house. Take my word, it's so nice to have your man around your house.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Time this morning.
We are. We always have a good time.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC, the place to be since 1922.
Mm-hmm.
It's your indie morning wake up, the Wednesday edition.
Yes.
If you're not woken up by now, something's up.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
Open your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had brand new stuff from Liquid Zoo.
Ooh.
With Tell Me. I guess that's an aquarium, is a Liquid Zoo.
Yeah.
Maybe the band name Aquarium was already taken.
Maybe.
Before Liquid Zoo, we heard from Barrence Whitfield and the Savages with All Be Gone. We had a classic from Della Reese.
Della Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original angel there, OG angel.
The OG angel.
Yeah.
With her classic tune, It's So Nice to Have a Man Around the House.
Oh.
Yeah, I can open jars.
Yeah.
Kill spiders, whatever the traditional stuff is.
Build a deck.
Build a deck. When I get married, I'm never doing any of that.
You're not doing it?
No,
you're
going
to hire somebody?
I'll get my wife to do it. It's so nice to have a woman around the house. Also in that set, we opened it up with a band called Frugit with their tune, I Need Dem Biscuits.
Dem Biscuits.
And it's spelled K-N-E-A-D, as in you're kneading dough.
Oh.
This is a song about cats kneading their biscuits.
Oh, making them up.
Making them up.
Do you have any biscuits? Did you eat premium
crackers when you're young?
The saltines.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
What about digestive cookies?
Those are delicious.
Those are good.
Those are good. You got to get that fiber.
What about arrowroot?
Arrowroot, fantastic.
Yes.
I would go to the baby section and like take them away from mothers.
They're good.
Give me those baby cookies.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because I do look just like that baby on the box. Bald and innocent and adorable. Hope you guys are having a good morning. And if you're like me, your tumbly is getting a little rumbly. So there it is. So that means you're probably going to want to get to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Our glorious sponsor, downtown Kingston. Spring is springing around Old Farm.
Yeah, you guys work so hard. You're like little elves.
They're in there right now just pumping it out. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So conference catering season's coming up. I'm not going to be here next week because we've got a lot of coffee catering with Old Farm. So I'm going to be running around on campus with oodles of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's caterings going on in Old Farm. Springtime is coming. So, you know, things are about to happen. We're talking about getting seedlings in.
Yeah.
Early days.
Yeah.
We're working some stuff out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got our seeds in. And the seedlings will be coming.
Nice.
You know, so there might not be as much as in the last year, but it's going to be good.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's talk of ice cream right now. So Old Farm's doing a BOGO sale of their frozen soups because we need to make room for the ice cream. So the Kortha Dairy ice cream's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got frozen soup.
We got frozen soup on special right now. So you want to fill your freezer.
Can you think of any flavors that you've got there of soup?
The Florentine's very good. It's spinach, rice, tomato. Quite delicious. I saw some beef macaroni noodle soup in there that's really good.
Ooh.
I believe there'll be some potato bacon in there today, which is excellent. So if you're like me and you're busy doing all this nonsense running around, you don't have time to cook, load up your freezer with some Old Farm Fine Soups.
Old Farm Fine Soups.
There it is. And, it's easy, it's quick, you throw it in the sauce pot, and you move on with your life.
Right on.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I had a zucchini chocolate muffin
today.
It was
pretty
delicious.
Good.
Delicious, yeah.
Absolutely.
Still warm.
Totally.
Yeah, because it's made fresh every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a good muffin because if you're like a young parent, it's a good way to sneak a vegetable into your kid's diet without them knowing.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, the zucchini is like the most powerful vegetable, I think.
It?
They grow so quickly, you get so much out of it.
Have you ever tried one of those like kitchen utensil that makes the zucchinis look like noodles?
Oh, I've
tried
seen
those.
That.
You've seen those?
Yeah.
That would be neat. Turns them into little pasta strings or something.
Totally, yeah. I mean, zucchini, you can slice it up, put it on pizza.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very versatile.
Totally. I think it's technically a squash, I believe. But
is it?
Yeah, but it grows great. So I like growing them because it's easy. It's very easy.
Yeah.
I know you know that I'm just growing food for the squirrels because I'm downtown, but they get to enjoy the heck out of it.
True, true.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get on down to our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And see what delicious things are there today. Get yourself a beef patty and a smile.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet from you.
Yeah.
Aw. You're so sweet.
That's right. we're going to get back to the tunes. Next break after 9, we're going to do our community event roundup. We have some very cool events coming up in and around town.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
This is CFRC, the place to be. Oh no, Simone. We have a Walpurgis Nacht song to play.
Ooh.
I thought you said we were done with talking.
I thought you said we were done.
We're never done. Happy Beltrain. This one is from a German band called Fawn. They've been around since the late 90s, and they're a melding of traditional Celtic and pagan instruments with, like, rock and roll.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
What a mix.
Yeah, what a mix. So this song is called Walpurgis Nacht, Night of the Walpurgs. I'm excited. I haven't even been drinking any monk beer today.
I know.
This is crazy. Well, let's get to it. We'll see you guys after 9.
All right, let's go.
Hey, oh, Hertigheiten, Hertigheiten, hey, oh, Feier sind ein Feier.
right on the line. There have been a lot of complaints already. Fooling around on the course, bad language, smoking grass, poor caddying. So if you guys want to get fired, you want to be replaced by golf carts, just keep it up.
Destin. Et moi j'ai le marteau du courage en main. Et je cogne tous les jours. 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 Mais c'est jamais assez. Assez pour réparer ce monde sans pitié. Entrez l'air. Craque une allumette, voit la lumière. Quand y a plus rien à dire, ben y a plus rien à faire. Mais je cogne tous les jours et je cogne tous les jours et je cogne tous les jours et je cogne.
Welcome to intermission.
This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records
put them on the machine, play with records.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, hey, boomer radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Wouldn't it be great to eat gourmet food from some of Kingston's top chefs all in one place? Well, you can. If you attend Savor Spring, a culinary experience on Saturday, May 2nd, for an evening of exceptional food, local talent, and community spirit that will make a meaningful impact for students across KFLNA. Savor Spring, a culinary experience, brings together six of Kingston's standout chefs for an immersive dining event supporting the Food Sharing Project, a local charity that ensures local students have full access to nutritious breakfast, lunch, and snacks at school. Guests will enjoy interactive stations from Aquaterra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kudo Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front, along with a welcome cocktail, raw bar, local wine, live music, and a silent auction. It's a rare chance to experience the creativity of six local restaurants under one roof while supporting students in the community. We are so proud to be part of Savor Spring, a night where Kingston's best kitchens come together for something bigger than food, says Chef Chris Kudo of Kudo Catering. That's the vision we stand behind.